So I'm here at HRH with Walkway. Guys, you're playing today.
We are, yes.
Is that exciting?
Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. We got here last night, so we've sort of been having a look around, and yeah, it's a great setup again. So we're really looking forward to getting on stage.
Now, for those who don't know your sound, how would you describe your influence?
I would say we take influence from a lot of the 70s and 80s big rock bands, so your Aerosmiths, Def Leppards, Eagles, Van Halens, but we like to sort of have our own modern twist on it as well, so we don't want to just be a sort of 70s, 80s throwback, but yeah, we take influence from a lot of sort of the big stadium rock bands, sort of when rock was still king, so...
Absolutely, I remember those days. Introduce the band and tell us what you all bring to the party.
So I'm Chris, I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
And I'm James, and I'm a lead guitarist and backing vocalist.
And you guys are brothers, right?
We are, yes.
So, how did that all start? Did it start really early?
It did. Our dad, he's played in a band sort of in our local area for sort of 30, 40 years. So we've always been in a musical household, and it started off, I mean, the band's been together 11 years this year, and James started playing guitar all those years ago, and I then sort of got into vocals and guitar, and then we sort of just started jamming a few songs in the bedroom, and sort of then just got some guys together and sort of been going ever since, really.
And always been rock, yeah?
Always been rock. I mean, we like to, I was saying yesterday, we kind of take an approach like Nickelback, so you've got your sort of more radio friendly commercial sort of almost pop rock songs, but then we've got a lot of heavier stuff as well, so, but yeah, sort of classic hard rock, soft rock, AOR, that sort of.
Okay, and the other guys in the band?
Yeah, so on bass, Mick Skiba plays bass for us, and on drums we've got Andy Burlace, he plays drums for us.
Okay, now apparently you've played over 1,000 shows in the 11 years you've been together.
We have.
Wow, that's amazing for your age.
Yeah, I mean, we're all in our 20s, and we just take on sort of the old-fashioned approach, really, of just constantly touring. So, I mean, we do around 110, 120 shows every year, but we did our 1,000th show on the day we released our latest album, WW3. So we did the launch party for that, 1,000 gigs, new album, and
wow.
Yeah, just like getting out on the road and playing, really.
Now, you mentioned the new album. You've got at least 3 albums out, I think. Walk us through, for anyone who's not familiar with the history, walk us through that and also tell us about the new album.
Yeah, so 2012, we released the debut album, Top Shelf Content. I would say that was probably more of a classic rock sound, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's 2014, we released the second album, Streetwise. That was a bit more sort of your AOR pop rock. Few heavier tracks on there as well, and then last year we released WW3, the third album, and that's probably the heavier one, isn't it? There's a bit more heavier.
Also the fan favourite as well,
yeah.
Seems to be.
Okay, so. Right, so you might be going more that direction then, because I understand there's a new album planned, yeah?
We are, yeah, we're looking at sort of getting a new album together, and sort of that's the next aim, really, in between all the gigs, sort of get the next batch of material ready to record, and get that out and see what people think of it. So.
And what are your long-term ambitions for the band?
Take it as far as we can go. I mean, obviously, it's difficult in today's industry with, you know, all your Ed Sheerans. I mean, I wouldn't knock anyone like Ed Sheeran at all because he's a very hard-working guy, but it seems that pop's dominating the market at the moment, and it's difficult for bands like us that are trying to, you know, make a solid career of it. But I mean, we're doing as well as, you know, I think we're doing reasonably well for ourselves. I mean, we're, as we said, we're very highly respected and booked up all the way across country. We've done some big shows with the likes of Status Quo, The Darkness, Blackstone Cherry. We've done some big tours.
Great.
And it's just, I mean, to be honest, we just do it for the love of it, really. We love what we do, and we've always said that we'll keep doing it until we don't like it anymore.
But and eventually fashion's got to, you know,
well, exactly.
Gotta catch up. I've
exactly.
seen flares and platform shoes come around several times.
That's
so
the
it's
thing.
Gotta happen once.
I think the industry always, it's sort of like a full cycle, isn't it? So
yeah.
I mean, there's so many great sort of rock bands and rock artists sort of coming through now. It's just when that next wave, I think the last one was when The Darkness broke through, and everyone was like, oh my god, there's a band that actually sounds like they do on the record as well, and everyone was shocked by it. I mean, great band, The Darkness, but there's so many
they
bands like
be,
them.
They shouldn't be, though. I mean, you know, I'm shocked by the amount of pop music where people clearly don't sound yeah. the way they sound.
That is the thing. Yeah, that is the thing. And it's so frustrating because there's so many bands that they can
really
do it.
Really can play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to come round to that again.
Exactly. And I mean, you've got your bands like Greta Van Fleet and that, which everyone's like, oh my God, who are these? And I mean, obviously, they've got the big Zeppelin connection, but it's getting loads of youngsters into, well, who are this Led Zeppelin? So they're now looking into it.
Absolutely.
So it's all good. So it's just a case of when and where, but we've always from day one, we've sort of aimed big. So yeah, it's obviously start off in the pubs and that, go to the clubs, but the aim is if we can be a stadium band, that'd be great.
Right. And where can people find out more about what you're doing and what's next? What's next and where can they find out what's happening as it breaks, as the news breaks?
Yeah, okay, so our website is www.officialwalkway.com. that's got all the gigs, news, merchandise on there. Obviously we're on Facebook, Twitter, all the links are on the website as well, but it's just a case of next year we're sort of fully booked. I think we've got like already another 100 shows booked, and in the meantime getting an album sorted and
who knows,
who knows what might come up. We might get offered another big tour or another big show with someone.
Absolutely.
So you never know.
No, you never know. And playing big events like this always helps with the networking.
Exactly.
And all of that.
Exactly. So. I mean, we know a few of the guys here, and John Coughlin's playing.
Yes.
John Coughlin's Quo, so we're hoping to catch up with him a bit later. But I mean, you've got people from all around the country here, so it opens us up to a lot of new people as well. So,
sure.
Yeah, can't wait.
And new fans as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we did AOR last year, and we were effectively the unknown band, but the reaction online on the Hard Rock Hell pages about us was great. So we're hoping that today, obviously, we'll get the same sort of reaction and people like what we do.
Absolutely. So, guys, best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
Well, and look forward to hearing the new stuff when it comes out.
Lovely. Thank you very much.